Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Born Brawl Brawl Stars podcast. I'm your host, Ocean Name, and I'm joined by my co-hosts, Michael and Andrew.
Not me.
Okay.
Well. Wait, hold up. Why are we Michael and Andrew, but you're Ocean Name, huh?
Shut up. Okay, fine. I'm your host, Ethan, I guess. Okay, anyways. So in today's episode, we're going to be covering the top 10 brawlers in the meta. We recently went over some balance changes, so go check that out. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so yeah. The top 10 metas in the top 10 brawlers in the meta. The meta has changed diversely throughout these balance changes, so stay tuned. It's definitely going to be a good one. And we're also going to do a brawl question, so if you have an answer to the brawl question, you can email us at Born to Brawl, that is BORNTOBRAWL, Born to Brawl at gmail.com. So if you have an answer to the brawl question, that is where you'll put it. Plus, if you can join my Discord server, I also posted the question there. So yeah, hopefully you guys enjoy this episode and we'll see you there. Hey guys, so this is the first segment, and we are going to be covering the top 10 brawlers in the meta, like I mentioned in the intro. So yeah, without further ado, let's start right into it. So yeah, we're going to go 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, and then we're going to take a break, answer the brawl question, and then do the rest. So at number 10 is, we have Leon. So Leon right now is pretty strong with the meta. What do you guys think? You know, like, why is he so strong right now?
Well, compared to the rest of the brothers in the first team, he's okay, but I feel like the main reason why is his gadget, the one with the
turret pop
that gives you you and your teammates invisibility, which is pretty good as long as you can keep it alive.
Yeah, definitely. So that lollipop drop gadget, which, like Michael mentioned, that little turret thing that keeps people invisible, it's really good, making Leon pretty viable in 3v3 right now. So that's definitely one of the things Leon struggled at. Like, he was not good at 3v3, only good at Showdown, basically, when Brawl Stars came out to right now. But this gadget really changed him. Andrew, any thoughts?
Yeah, so like Michael said, the lollipop drop is really good. It can waste some ammo, one or two ammo from like Sandy and Taro, who has a slow reload speed, and he can just pounce after.
Yeah, definitely. And what do you guys think, if they were gonna nerf this gadget, what would they nerf it to?
I think there's a need for nerf, because like, it's pretty balanced.
Definitely.
I'd say like it can make it so it's like boosting kind of. It drops 50 each second.
True. Yeah. It's definitely pretty.
I also think maybe it could just have just a smaller radius.
Yeah.
Or like it could also be like what happens when you're inside the turret. Like maybe you have like, actually no, that wouldn't make sense, am I? I was gonna say that maybe like they have like slower movement speed or anything, but that'd be like less of a point to use it. So I guess not.
Yeah, definitely. Alright, so yeah, this gadget really did make Leon really good. That's probably basically the sole reason why Leon's at number 10 on this list, and he's a pretty underrated brawler. Like, not many people use him or have that gadget, so this brawler is definitely really, really strong. So yeah, moving on to the next brawler on the list, Michael.
We have what's his name? Oh yeah, we have Ems. Ems is. You guys want to have it or?
Sure, your thoughts first.
Yeah. Ems, in my opinion, is really good in most Brawl Ball maps and a few Gym Grab maps and et cetera, et cetera. Because of how much she can zone with their attack. And her super is just also just really good for zoning. And her gadget can also sort of help away, sort of like, almost remove her weakness, unless you can dodge it, which is close range brawlers.
Yeah.
And yeah, she can output a lot of burst damage if you get in the right range.
Yeah, Andrew?
Yeah, so she is really good in like Bravo and some gem grab. She's a really good lane, can counter Poco double tank as well. And yeah, she most of the time when she's on lane, the only thing that can mainly stop her is maybe like, for example, maybe like a Jean pulling the ends or something, or like a Rico and Mortis. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So, M's, the reason why we put M's at number 9 is because still, even after like the semi-nerfs / reworks to the tank supercharge, tanks are still in the meta. They're still like pretty good, like A, B tier. Maybe not S tier good, but they're still pretty strong in the meta. And like Andrew said, M's really does counter Poco double tanks. So M's stops tanks basically right in their tracks. So yeah, that's why M's is still pretty good right now in the meta. Yeah, if no one has any other thoughts, Andrew, number 8.
Number 8, we got Tara. So I guess I'll explain first. Tara, first of all, probably the main thing about her is her super. It can create a lot of comebacks. You can pull all 3 of them in, get like 1 attack or 2. You can get your super back and just kill them all. Also, her gadget that spawns 3 little Tara things that are 100 HP that attack people. It can counter brawlers like Stu, which you'll see up later, and some other brawlers who can't pierce.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yep. And like Andrew said, you can like suck everyone. And Tara is just like a really solid lane. Like usually when you're going against brawlers, it's more like an even match, like one-on-one. Even if you're playing the same brawler or different brawlers, it's usually one-on-one. But Tara can usually comfortably win her lane if she has her super, because once you get sucked in by that super, you're basically guaranteed to die. And one more thing, Tara's healing shade that pops out of her super is also very, very helpful for her team. Michael?
I agree with what you guys said. But like she's also like M. Like usually when you see M's, you also sometimes see Tara, and like they usually go hand in hand. You know, super and then super with M's and then super with Tara's. They're usually really good together. So yeah, I guess just what everyone else said. Tara's just really just good. Yeah.
All right, so moving on, at number 7 we have Squeak. So recently Squeak got 3 new buffs, so if you don't know what these are, go check out our episode on the 18 balance changes. So yeah, Squeak definitely is very, very strong in the meta now. He became one of the worst brawlers to one of the best brawlers. Squeak, very good right now. He's basically what he lived up to when he first came out. We all thought he was going to be broken, but really in the end, he made some buffs. But now he got those buffs, and he's really, really strong. He can have a lot of zoning and stuff. Andrew, you have any thoughts?
So Squeak, one main thing that Squeak is really good for is, first off, the super just explodes automatically. Really great for hitting the shots, especially with the star power, the second star power that makes them slow for 4 seconds. And slowing's probably, it's one of the most important things in Brawl Stars, because you can't dodge the shots, so you have to take advantage of the deal.
Yeah, definitely. Like, Squeak is really, really strong. So, Michael, you have any thoughts?
No, not really.
Alright, yeah. Okay, then you want to take the next brawler on this list?
Yeah, sure. The next brawler on this list is Buzz. Buzz is really more of like assassin brawler, like as his like description is. And his main thing to get like that's just super good about him is just that he's super. It's literally just the opposite of a gene pool. Like you just grapple onto them, and the further you wear from another person's, the longer stun. And that usually guarantees a kill unless you literally either suck or, or they're like being you're getting assisted from your teammates, mm-hmm. And he just has a lot of damage and health, and that really helps him. And yeah, and also his star powers are really helpful for him getting his super, and that's also just really good about him. Yeah. So, and that's really all I have to say.
And like Buzz, the reason why he wasn't like super good in the meta, don't get me wrong, he was still really good, was because it was tank meta. Like Buzz, he's a good tank, but he kind of gets countered by Primo or like Bull or like Rosa or Jackie. Like I think you guys can agree with this, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, so the reason why now tanks are a bit worse now.
But like
so
he could also pair well with like other less good tank counters.
Yeah, so yeah, Buzz now at number 6. Andrew?
So Buzz, like, especially with the sharp eyes, you can get your super easily and you can just grapple onto someone, kill them. And yeah. Buzz with the what nerf did he get both?
No, he didn't get it.
Okay, yeah. But especially with the tank Megagon in like 33 and stuff, it's not S tier anymore. Buzz is definitely gonna shine now.
Yeah, and like he didn't get any buffs and nerfs. So if he gets too broken, like very oppressive, what do you guys think would be a good nerf to him?
I guess mainly just like how fast he charges his super. His damage, his health. Those are just some things off the top of my head.
Probably something I would do that might affect him a lot is maybe when he grapples onto someone, it does have like a splash stun at the end, but maybe it can remove that, so it might be harder to hit the enemy now.
Mm-hmm, yeah. That's going to be number 6. So next up, we have number 5. So Andrew.
Yeah. So number 5, we have Sandy. And Sandy is really good, especially with the new gadget that he got.
Not really good, but you know, never mind. Go on.
Really made him better in like Brawl Ball because you can defend easily and attack easily. Which the gadget is just you can put them to sleep for 1.5 seconds, but if anyone attacks him or her, the brawler, then the brawler will wake up. And with the super, it gives invis to his whole team, and that's very good, especially for control.
Yeah. Also, if you didn't know, it recently got nerfed to 1 second because 1.5 seconds was really long. Like it might not seem long, but like when you get stunned, you realize how long.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's like longer than a Frank super, right? Frank is like 1.5.
No, I think Frank has more.
Yeah,
because that's a super.
And like when you get stunned by Frank, you know you're gonna be there for an eternity. So.
Yeah.
If I could share my thoughts.
Yeah, go on.
So Sandy is definitely always been good in the meta. Like the only time Sandy really fell out of the meta was when they like increased the supercharge rate, I believe, and something like that. And Sandy really just fell out of the meta. But ever since that, Sandy's been rising.
Wait.
And like Sandy, it was like a long time ago that nerf. But like Sandy has always been pretty strong in the meta. Like never out of top 20. We put Sandy at top 5 because Sandy's a really good brawler. So with that, We are going to be wrapping up the segment. We're going to be back with you for the brawl question and then moving on to the rest of the list. So, yeah, thanks for listening to the segment. See you later. All right, guys, welcome to Brawl Question. So hopefully you guys enjoy this new segment that we're doing. And so, yeah, to this week's or today's Brawl Question is, what is a brawler that you have maxed out but you never play? So, if you guys, again, if you guys want to respond to this question, you can always email us at borntobrawl@gmail.com or you can message /DM me on our Discord server. So, yeah. Andrew, Michael, you guys want to share?
Yeah, so I got two actually. First, I have a rank 10 Bell, which I have gadget and one star power, which I kind of count as maxed out.
Yeah.
I also have another one, a rank 11 Colonel Ruffs, like maxed out, all two, both two gadgets and both two star powers.
Yeah, Michael?
It's kind of sad. Come on, kid. You're sweating. You got to 40k almost.
Yeah. Anyways, one brawler that I barely play, this might be a surprise, but like, I barely play Barley. Because I just don't like Barley. I just don't enjoy Barley. Barley, in my opinion, is just not fun.
Yeah, Barley is kind of like, you know, chuck some bottles, just wait there until they expire. Like... All right, yeah, so my answer to this question, I actually don't have a super low maxed out brawler, but I guess I have two as well. I have Squeak and Griff, so yeah, I have no star power, no gadgets, but I have both of them at power 9, and I don't even push them. Like, they're still both at like rank 8 or something, so it's definitely pretty rough.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
Michael, why are you playing Brawl Stars right now?
I just heard the music, like someone respawning.
Okay, whatever. That's all debatable.
Right. Yeah, all right. So aside from that, we have two answers actually on our Discord server. So the first response comes from I Am Boss. He didn't really put much into it, but he just said, yes. So there you go. Yes.
Genius response right here.
Yeah, and the second response is from Jackson, and he says, yes, like half of them. So, yeah, I guess he has a bunch of brawlers max that he doesn't push. So, yeah, those are the two responses. Hopefully you guys don't be shy and respond to our brawl question. So, yeah, thank you for listening to this segment. We'll catch you. What the frick? Our next segment will be the top four brawlers in the meta, so definitely stay tuned. Alright guys, so we're going to be reviewing the top four brawlers in the meta. So these are the brawlers that are pretty good. You're probably going to see them basically everywhere. These are the brawlers that you will be playing to gain trophies with. I believe it was Andrew, I think you can go.
Yep, so number four, we have Mordis, and especially with
Yeah, it's fine, just let Andrew go.
Yeah, it's fun. So, yeah, with the new passive that Mordis has, which he gains a dash bar, but it takes pretty long to get. I think it takes 4 seconds, I believe.
4.5.
Or 5, yeah. So it takes 5 seconds to gain.
No, 4.5.
Oh, 4.5. That was the star power before, for like, yeah. That was the star power before, but turning to a passive. And... now we might be seeing some more Creepy Harvest, which is a really good star power, but it's really hard to get up close. But with the new passive, it's going to be meta and going to be really good.
Yeah, definitely. Michael, you want to share your thoughts with this?
Yeah. Everyone used to always like go with Coil Snake because it was just a better star power. It was just really hard to get up close to people. And... Mordis kind of just sucked, mainly because of the new change to how you only respawn with one ammo. But now, like Creepy Harvest, like you don't really have to wait for all your attacks, but like it's still better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's definitely valid. Like, Mortis was struggling with all these, like, new reworks and stuff. Definitely Mortis was pretty bad, but now with this new passive ability, he's pretty good. So how would you guys try and nerf him if he gets...
I think I would just nerf his... Just how much he, health he gets from Creepy Harvest.
I would probably nerf his super, like, if he gains like 1575 each time he supers someone, I think they could revert it back to 1260. Might be a big nerf, but I think it's for the best.
Yeah. I definitely agree with both of you guys. Like, the healing is just really, really good for Mortis. Like, that's how he gets everything. And the thing is, though, like, before they were trying to buff Creepy Harvest so much so that it would actually be viable, but now that Coiled Snake is basically just gone, now he has, like, two really good star powers. So, yeah, definitely agree with both of you guys. Michael, you want to do the next one?
The next brawler, third best brawler in the game right now is Belle. So my opinion on why Belle is so good right now is because she was already a top brawler and Supercell nerfed her, but like it wasn't really much of a heavy nerf, like not really noticeable. And so since it's not really noticeable, it doesn't really change her place in the meta. But like since some brawlers that she synergizes well with their nerf, that also reduces her from like maybe top one, top two to a little lower. But it's not that bad.
Yeah. I just have a few quick thoughts. There's really nothing much to mention. I mean, like, Belle is just like a really good brawler. Nothing really happened to her. Belle just has a bunch of area control, pretty good in heist, gem grab, basically all the modes. So she's like a pretty all-round good brawler. So yeah, number three, Andrew, did you have anything?
So for Belle, obviously probably one of the best mids ever, or the best, because it's just so easy to hit that shot, especially if you're near someone you have to get away. Especially that super too, like you can't really do anything after that.
Mm-hmm.
But changing the shield to 25% to 20, it's going to be really good. I don't think it's going to be that noticeable.
Yeah, because like grounded is just not good at all.
Terrible. Yeah. Unless you're going against like, well, Piper.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, same thing. How would you guys nerf Belle?
Just nerf her damage, I guess.
I would nerf the attack speed and damage. Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe just like a little bit, but like how wide her attack is.
Because it's I think it's arguably bigger than a Byron shot or the same amount. And like that, and Byron shots are really easy to hit. So.
Yeah. In my opinion, though, I feel like I'd go with a different approach. I feel like I would nerf her, like, first star power, positive feedback a little bit more, but also buff grounded, because, like, you can't really have one star power that
overcomes. I feel like the best way to buff grounded is just to rework it. Like, there's nothing you can really do. Yeah. Just so bad.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, there have been star powers that have been reworked. But, like, there also have been star powers that have just been left alone, like, you know, Creepy Harvest. Definitely.
Just a quick thing. If they're going to somehow buff grounded, I would say, like, it takes away two reloading, and, like, you can't reload for, like, 2 seconds, Emma. Or three. That's just my thoughts.
Yeah. All right, so... Yeah, that's going to be Belle, so I think I should go next. So, at number two on this list, the second best brawler in the entire game is going to be Stu. So, if I could share my thoughts first.
Yep.
Yeah, so Stu, he got nerfed. There's no doubt about it. He got nerfed. He's definitely not gonna be as strong as he was before, but Supercell didn't really tackle the problem. I mean, they tackled it, but they didn't tackle it the right way. They nerfed his first gadget he needed to get a super to use his gadget, but now...
No, I think they nerfed him in the right way, but just like...
Not enough.
Not enough. Yeah.
So, yeah, he's still really strong right now. That breakthrough gadget is still super oppressive. Once you get your super and activate it, and someone's hiding behind the wall with, like, mid-range health, there is basically no way they can actually survive, which is really, really tough because no brawler should be able to just know that they can KO the brawler automatically. And, yeah, he's just really strong still, very oppressive. Yeah, what do you guys
think? So I think that Sue obviously one hit one super really OP. I don't think they nerfed Gastro Heal enough, so I think he'll still be played. But like Ethan said about the breakthrough gadget, it got nerfed pretty hard, but it's still not bad. It can get you like 1,000 damage if someone's right at the wall, or even more maybe. And that's really helpful for someone who doesn't deal the best damage.
Yeah, Michael?
Yeah, I agree. I just feel like they should try to make the two gadgets a little more even, but maybe either nerfing the second gadget more or buffing the first gadget more.
Mm-hmm. I think they're going to go with nerfing the second gadget because buffing the first gadget would still make Stu really strong. So, yeah. We're going to be saving the last brawler. So, the best brawler in the game. I'm going to stop. All right, guys. So, drum roll, please, for the best brawler in the game right now. It is...
Brock. Bully.
Yep. Yeah, so Michael, you wanna say your reason?
Yeah. So this wasn't explicitly shown in the balance changes released to the content creators, but Brock got his damage nerfed.
Buff.
Like how much damage he does per rocket from
main Brock.
Brock. What did I say?
You said nerfed. Anyways.
They buffed his damage from, I believe it was 1,568 to 1,820, which is the same amount as B, which is pretty insane. And, the damage, and that's pretty insane, but, the main thing about it is that now his second gadget, which is rocket fuel, many of you know it, it's really annoying.
Cancer
fuel. And now there's 2.7k damage, which basically almost guarantees you lane, because it's basically guaranteed hit, not gonna lie.
It's like flashback to Silver Bullet when it was like OP.
Not that OP. But the main thing is, it's just way too easy to hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you guys want, what do you guys think?
Andrew?
So, again, Brock with the new buff, it can three-shot many of the brawlers with the health of 5,320. Example, like Mortis, if he doesn't get healing off, Sandy, and who else?
There's some other brawlers.
Yeah, just like example, like Sandy and Mortis. Not three shots.
Yeah. And I definitely agree with everything being said. It wasn't needed. Brock really, he wasn't struggling in the meta. He was still doing pretty well. But this buff.
Yeah, he was perfectly fine in the meta. Yeah. He was good in some game modes and bad in some others.
And God, bro.
I can tell you from experience, today Michael and I were playing some Brawl Stars, and we were playing Heist, and literally Brock shred through us. It was really tough.
Same with me and Andrew.
Yeah.
Annoying.
Mid. It was just really, really tough. They didn't need to buff it, and especially not 1,820. That's a power two power cube surge hitting you.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's just really impressive. Yeah. So yeah, that's our top one brawler, and now we are going to move on to the honorary mentions, the brawlers that did not make the list, yet they are still good at the meta. We have three of them, so I'm gonna take the first one. So the first honorary mention that we have is Rico. So Rico, his bouncy castle gadget did get nerfed by 50 health per bullet, but he's just still really good. I mean, his shots are relatively easy to hit if you're a good Rico, and his heal can just heal him back to full health, and he basically just can't die. So yeah, what do you guys think?
Yeah, so it's a really good thing, and with walls, you can use that her power super bouncy to get additional 100 to each shot. And like I said, with the bouncy castle, it's really good. They didn't finger for that at all. It still heals up the huge amount. And yeah, Rico's just really good overall.
Yeah.
All of Rico's arsenal, other than maybe his first gadget, is just really good and like really balanced. His bouncy castle, if you like to like stay more passive and like, I don't know, if you're a scaredy cat, I don't know. The super bouncy is like, if you really like know how, you're really good with Rico's bounces, like you know what to do. And then the gadget is just, basically it's just instant health, instant full health, and possibly even more if you get in like the right scenario.
Yeah. Andrew, you want to take the next honorary mention?
The next honorary mention will be Crow. And Crow, ever since Slowing Toxin came out with the buff, Slowing Toxin was really good, especially for, was it 4 or 5 seconds?
Yes, 5 seconds. That's just so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so especially, you can also put that extra toxic star power that is really toxic.
And unintended.
Yeah. Definitely, like, 5 seconds slow. We already talked about, like, Frank's done 1 second. That feels like an eternity. Imagine being slowed for 5 seconds. That's literally, you're basically guaranteed to die or you can't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, you just feel like you're just, I don't know, dying slowly.
Yeah.
Just waiting for death.
Death to claim you. Yeah, Michael.
And in the final, last but not least, honorary mention, please give it up for Shelly.
Woo, yay.
You guys might be surprised here. You're like, oh my gosh, Shelly sucks, even with the reway.
Bad idea.
No, she's actually really underrated. Paired with her super, she's actually really good. Like, getting kills. Yeah. And I think it's not, I wouldn't say it's meta, but like, makes her better. And it's also good for, like, not making her even more OP and lower trophies.
Yeah, like, buffing the kit is definitely the play here. Yeah, I mean, right now, Shelly is pretty underrated with that Clay Pigeons, so it's definitely good to see Shelly in the meta. Yeah. Andrew, do you have any thoughts?
So I think that, like both of you guys said, that Shelly is very underrated, especially with, there's a thing that people do a lot where they super with the slowing star power shell shock, and then they use their clay pigeons to get the super back, and then they super them again. Yeah. Really hard. You basically die, honestly. But people definitely overestimated Clay Pigeons. They thought it was really bad. But
yeah. And one more quick note. Tanks are still good. Like I said, they're definitely not S tier. But we all know that Shelly is like the OG tank counter. So Shelly, right now, an honorary mention in the meta. So yeah, with that being said, thank you guys for listening to this Born Brawl Brawl Stars podcast. If you guys enjoyed, be sure to definitely share us with your friends, your family, anyone who really plays Brawl Stars, and yeah, join our Discord server. It's a great community. And yeah, we will see you later. Remember, you were all born Brawl. Thank you, guys.